We're back here, hanging out. It's time to choose your own adventure.
Yeah, let's go. I got my son Jeff with me.
Oh, Jeff.
Jeff right over here.
You should probably choose this one then. All right, are you ready, sir?
See the resemblance.
Here we go. Would you like
Somebody
to choose?
Somebody was messing with Jeff over the weekend.
Would you like to choose Corey Parson, Dallas Keuchel and his pinched nerve in his neck? Would you like to choose the Chiz or the latest edition, the latest adventure, Eric Thames and his leg cramping?
I think you owe us Eric Thames.
What's up?
I think you owe us Eric Thames.
You want to talk about Eric
Thames? Yeah, but if he talks about Dallas Keuchel, he can use a skeleton.
Yeah, I'm going to talk
about
Dallas Keuchel. Also, use about leg cramping. He probably can use Jeff as well.
True.
Where are you going, Corey?
I'm going to talk about Dallas Keuchel because I like Dallas Keuchel. But before we get into Dallas Keuchel, today is a holiday in Canada.
It's Victoria Day.
What do they celebrate on Victoria Day?
So I believe on Victoria Day, it's kind of like their Memorial Day.
Is there
like kick off the summer? But basically, it is in honor of Queen Victoria's birthday because they still believe in the Queen. So it's last Monday before May 25th, which was her birthday.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. So shout out to everybody in Canada celebrating.
You know how like next Monday is like our unofficial start to summer.
Yeah.
Today is their unofficial start to summer.
Oh, it's summertime in Canada already.
Yes, it is.
Somebody broke Jeff Joe over the weekend.
Okay. All right, here we go. Anyway, Dallas Keuchel has been arguably the best pitcher in baseball for most of this year. Mm-hmm. And he has been so much better than I anticipated he would be, than so many others as well. I know people were on him. I was not. The numbers for Keuchel, 7-0. I'm sorry. He's 7-0, right?
Yeah, he's tied with Fulmer, I think, for the lead.
54 strikeouts, a 1.84 ERA, a 0.86 whip. He has been absolutely fantastic throughout this season. Now, he got scratched immediately following getting through five innings against Miami. He goes on the DL with a pinched nerve in his neck. Now, he believes it's minor. Given where Houston is in the standings, given how well he is pitching, he did not want to push it. So he goes on the DL with a pinched nerve in his neck. Corey, how will this pinched neck affect how good he has been all year? How quickly can he come back? What are you seeing, reading, and hearing in regards to Dallas Keuchel?
All right, Keuchel? So this pinched nerve, because Keuchel's balling. You know what I'm saying? So Dallas Keuchel, he's up there. He's doing good. So he got this pinched nerve in his neck. So basically, what's happening to him, excuse me, it's like a little pressure, you know what I'm saying, on his neck, whatever. Nothing to really worry about here. The best course of action is to get, this is the neck.
That's the neck, yes. Back of the, you're looking at the back of the neck here.
Yeah. And he's throwing the baseball.
Right.
So you can have that. And then you see what happens is he could have got a crick in his neck from sleeping funny, too. So that's when you're on the airplane, you use them little pillows they put around your neck. Mm-hmm. He should have had a pillow around his neck.
Yeah, should it be a heated pillow?
Well, it don't have to be heated. Because you know, I don't know if this happened on in the baseball field or if it happened while he was traveling to the next city and he might have fell asleep and pinched a nerve in his neck a little bit.
Is this something you can come back from quickly, Corey?
It's something you can get back from this quickly. You need rest. And rehab.
So you say like, the Astros did the right thing. Just give him a week off.
Give him a time off. Give him a week off. Let him miss a start or whatever the case may be. And then get him right back out there. And he should go right back to Cy Young. Right?
Cy Young
status. Because he's balling right now. He's going to start in the All-Star game, Scott. So he's going to be the starting pitcher
for
the American
League.
Chris Sale
is a baller too. Yeah. I forgot about Chris Sale.
What's interesting about the injury is that, you know, Brad Peacock went in very hot waivers this week.
And, I got Jeff. Jeff is falling over here. So yeah,
Brad Peacock became a very hot pickup. He's going to make the next start in Keuchel's place. Out of the bullpen, he's been getting a lot of strikeouts. And you know, but he's also had a lot of walks. Not too impressive last time he got to start in 2014, but he's worth the flyer because of the strikeout ability, especially in the 15-team league.
Yesterday for Houston, they actually fell to Cleveland by the score of 8-6, and it was my man Joe Musgrove getting bombed here. Musgrove lasted 3 innings, 7 runs, 8 hits, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts. I still get upset when Joe Musgrove lets up runs.
Oh, before we get into the Astros rotation, the thing with Keuchel, if it's just a pinched nerve, and
it's good,
you know,
to go.
I'm fine with that. The one thing, maybe I'm going to be a little, you know, conspiracy theory here is, I just hope there's nothing wrong with the shoulder. Because after the last season, that was the issue. So I just want to make sure there's nothing with that. If it's just a pinched nerve and they're being honest, I mean, teams have lied before, then it's all good. But just something to the back of your head, maybe keep in mind.
Okay.
But as far as, say, Mike Fears or Joe Musgrove, the Astros really need to do better here.
They got to trade for a pitcher. They do. Yeah. They got to desperately have to trade for a pitcher.
Musgrove is pitching that badly on the best team in baseball. It says a lot about it. The kid's like another year away.